Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk, 830 WCCO. The National Football League, they're always in the news, which is great news for our next guest, because that's his business. Covering the Vikings, covering the National Football League. His name is Matthew Collar. You've heard him a million times on the show. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Matthew Collar. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider Podcast and Newsletter. Man, hey, the NFL, that's good business for you, man. You know, look, you got stuff to talk about year-round. That's not always the case with Major League Baseball, not always the case for the National Basketball Association. The NFL, every day there's something.
You're right, man. I mean, think about this. I haven't covered a football game in person since the middle of December, and yet I haven't felt like I've gotten any sort of break because there's so much going on. I mean, the Vikings kick off the offseason by signing a couple of defensive players, and then we get right into the draft, and they pick a quarterback, and then now we've got a schedule. It never stops. You're right. It's definitely good for business.
All right, before we get to the schedule, because I want your thoughts and opinions on that, because I have not heard them yet, the news of the day, the Minnesota Vikings, they ship out Mike Hughes to the Kansas City Chiefs, and basically it's a swapping of picks, right? You're talking about a seventh, and then shipping out Mike Hughes, and then you get a sixth in 2022. What did you make of the deal?
Well, I think it just says that the Vikings don't believe that Mike Hughes will ever be what they hoped he would be when they drafted him in the first round in 2018, and that's largely because of injuries. Now, we never saw a super high end of play from Mike Hughes when he got his opportunities, but we also rarely saw him in long stretches ever get a chance because he starts his first season with an ACL tear that also had further damage that extended all the way into the next season. And so his 2019 season was shortened because of that. He did have some moments in 2019 where he played pretty well, especially down the stretch, but then hurt his neck, didn't play in the playoffs. And then last year out of training camp, he ends up winning the job and immediately suffering another injury that kept him out the rest of the season. And, you know, I think you could say, hey, why not keep him around and see if there's anything there? And maybe there's a case for that. But I also think when you have a guy taking up a roster spot who you just can't rely on, it's probably better to just move on. They've got three young corners that they drafted last year, depending on Jeff Gladney's status for this year because of his domestic violence arrest. But if not three, then it's two. And then they have two other veteran corners here. So at best, you'd be talking about Hughes as maybe a depth player, but if you can't even count on him being healthy, then you don't even know if he's going to be a depth player. You'd probably just rather sign somebody else off of the free agent list, of which there are, you know, numerous veteran players still available on the free agent list. So I think they'd be better off doing that than just hoping that this is the year Mike Hughes finally stays healthy.
I'm with you. I agree. I'm with you on this assessment because it just, you know, at some point, man, you just gotta move on. And look, we wish him the best in Kansas City. Hopefully he resurrects his career. And look, for Kansas City, the way that I described it, this is a low-risk move by them. I mean, they're really not risking anything. And if he turns out to be a guy that can actually stay on the football field and produce, they're going to be rewarded with Mike Hughes.
I think it's a great deal for
Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think this is one that works for both sides because if this was on the Vikings side and they were trading for a former first-round pick who had had injury problems, I think all of us would say, well, that's not a bad move. And Kansas City especially needs cornerback depth. They have really put everything in their offseason into their offensive line, rightfully so after the way that the Super Bowl played out. But, you know, it's a very low risk. It's almost the lowest of lowest possible risks here for a team like Kansas City to take on Mike Hughes, see if there's anything there in training camp, and then either keep him or cut him. I think another benefit that's worth mentioning for the Vikings side, though, is that they also not only get to move up from a seventh to a sixth, which isn't that exciting, but they get $1.8 million in cap space. And so for a team that entered the offseason with all sorts of cap problems, where they stand right now is in actually a very good spot, and they're actually going to get more cap space after June 1st because they designated Kyle Rudolph's cut as a June 1st cut. So they're in a position here where they could add a couple of players if they want to. They've left a couple of roster spots noticeably open, or they could also try to swing a trade of some kind.
Yeah, we're talking to Matthew Collar, Purple Insider podcast and newsletter here on Late Night News Talk, 830 W. CCO. All right, so before I get to my assessment of the schedule, I want your assessment, man. I mean, that's the reason why we have you on the show, because you do this for a living. It's not about what I think. I give my opinion like everybody else, but I want to hear from you, because last night on this show, producer Christopher Tubbs, who I debate and argue with every night, he had an assessment of the schedule that I just couldn't get with. I want to hear what you think of the schedule for the Vikings.
Well, I think that it's good for the Vikings because there are a lot of games here where they have to kind of prove it, that they're playing a lot of good teams, but not necessarily a lot of unbelievably good teams. A lot of teams that are kind of looking in the mirror and in the same spot as the Vikings. What I mean is, you know, a team like Arizona, a team like the Los Angeles Chargers, the Los Angeles Rams, the San Francisco 49ers. Like, none of these teams you would say that you're dead set on them being way better than the Vikings, but you also couldn't say that the Vikings are way better than them. And Dallas would fall into this category too. And so it's not this incredibly tough gauntlet where we're going to say, oh, darn, their schedule was so tough, how could they ever win? But it also isn't easy either, and it has a lot of good quarterbacks on it, potentially a lot more good quarterbacks if Aaron Rodgers stays and Justin Fields is good. I guess we'll find out what happens by the end of the season there. So that could change up how we feel about the schedule very much, because the end of the year has so much Green Bay and Chicago. But I just think that it's a season in 2021 where we're trying to figure out where the future is going with Mike Zimmer, with Rick Spielman, with Kirk Cousins. And this schedule gives a lot of games that say, hey, if you guys want to stay here, step up and win these games and stay here. And if you don't, then maybe there will be changes.
I think the schedule is really interesting, man, because there's teams on here that I have some question marks by. But then there are teams on here that probably there should be question marks by. But because of who's coaching said team, because of maybe a particular player or two, I'm just like, I flat out have to pick this team against the Vikings. And I'll give you a perfect example. I don't know how good Pittsburgh is going to be. They have an aging quarterback. This will be Ben Roethlisberger's final year. He's not playing beyond this year. We know that, all right? They've got some good pieces. They added a running back in Najee Harris that a lot of people love out of Alabama, whatever. So they've got some weapons on offense. Defensively, man, they got really banged up at the end of the year. They lost a couple of guys. And so we'll see how they rebound defensively. But I don't care who Pittsburgh lacks. Prime time, Mike Tomlin and Mike Zimmer. Mike Tomlin all day. Like so that's a matchup I look at and I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens. We'll see, because that's way down the schedule, right? That's a December game. So we'll have injuries that will affect it. We'll see what's going on there. But just looking at it on the outside, I just have to go with a Mike Tomlin-led team. I look at the Rams. I don't care what anybody says. Stafford's a good quarterback, and they have the best defensive player in the world in football, in Aaron Donald. And I think that the Rams are going to be better than people expect them to be. But the question marks are like, how good is Cleveland going to be? Because everybody, so many people a couple of nights ago were like, Cleveland's going to be the real deal this year. They might be, but we've been waiting for Cleveland to be the real deal for a while. What is Seattle going to be? Russell Wilson is always, like, it feels like the last 3 years, he's the MVP of the National Football League the first half of the season, and then he falls off. Well, funny, we face him in week three this year. Arizona, what are they going to do? Are they going to take the next step? Is J.J. Watt even going to be healthy by week two? You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of questions, and there's always going to be question marks with every team and every game and every schedule, but those are just some of the ones that I have. And also, Dallas is intriguing to me. Like, I know that we like to take shots at Dallas. How about them Cowboys, right? And Skip Bayless and all the different people that love the Dallas Cowboys. We can make fun and mock Jerry Jones all we want. Dallas, I think, might be good this year. Your thoughts?
Well, I think you make a great point that as you go through this thing and you start to talk about, like, what are you sure about? I'm sure that, Seattle knows how to beat the Minnesota Vikings, but they haven't played them at U.S. Bank Stadium in a very long time. It's been since 2015 that they played them there. And I agree with you with Dallas where, like, everything we thought Dallas was going to be last year, they might be this year. I also look at that Dallas game as the swing game for the entire second half of the season because the Vikings come off of a bye week. They play at Carolina the week before, which is the most winnable game on the entire schedule outside of Detroit games. So you come off that bye, and everything lines up for this is a big game where you need to prove it against a very good offense, likely with Dak back to 100% by the middle of the season. And if you don't win that game, it's followed by at Baltimore, at Los Angeles, so both coasts, then back here against Green Bay, which is never easy, and then at San Francisco. That stretch right there, I think, can determine the season and how this goes. But I think you also make just a really good point about, like, you can almost go through and just put your finger on a team and you don't really know what they're going to be. I mean, we assume Detroit is going to be absolutely terrible. And, I mean, I agree with that they won't be good. But I also think they were held back really badly by their clueless head coach for the last 3 years that wrecked their franchise. So I'm kind of intrigued by – now them having more of a rah-rah head coach. And I also don't think that Jared Goff is like a garbage pile quarterback. So, I think you can kind of go through with almost every one of these teams. I am buying Cleveland because I think a lot of Kevin Stefanski, and I think their roster is very strong. But you're right, you could have some regression there. I am not buying Los Angeles. I think Matt Stafford is one of the most overrated athletes that I've ever covered and in any capacity.
Really?
I really do. Like, even stack him up against Kirk Cousins, and it's hard to make any argument that he's better. He gets the most excuses. Like, usually quarterbacks who are great and are drafted number one, they turn around bad franchises. They change bad franchises. And instead with Matt Stafford, he's got a decade-long excuse for not ever winning anything. And I just think, like, I don't know, I've watched him throw bad picks, take tons of sacks at U.S. Bank Stadium, and really not win anything in an entire career. I just have a tough time saying, wow, this guy is really the superstar that will take you to the next level. And he's always hurt. That's another part of it, too, that Los Angeles, I'm not sure.
But hold on. Hold on. I love Matthew Collar. Let me state that for the record on this show. Let me state it twice. I love Matthew Collar. But you believe that Kirk Cousins is better than Matthew Stafford?
I think there's no evidence that Kirk Cousins is worse. Kirk Cousins has more playoff wins. He has better statistics. He even gets sacked less than Matt Stafford does. And tell me that Matt Stafford didn't have great wide receivers recently. I mean, he had Golden Tate. He had Kenny Galladay. He had Marvin Jones. They drafted him a really good tight end.
He had Calvin Johnson.
He had a good coach.
But hold on. Calvin Johnson's better than any of the guys that the Vikings have had in terms of, like, whether you look at Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson now and Stephon Diggs. But beyond that, those other guys, I mean, Marvin Jones and those guys aren't better than, like, the Adam Thielens of the world.
They're good, though. I mean, they're a good group.
They're good. What about his running backs?
What about his running backs? What about the running back for defending Matt Stafford?
But Kirk Cousins can lean on a running game, and Matthew Stafford hasn't been able to do that. I mean, guys like Kerryon Johnson have just been scrubs. So I know we're talking about throwing the football and receivers and all that, and not necessarily the running, but you can lean on running backs from time to time. We know that. I'll say this in Matthew Stafford's defense, because I'm not the greatest Matthew Stafford fan in the world, and I'm clearly not the greatest Kirk Cousins fan in the world. Kirk Cousins, he's been healthier. He ain't tougher than Matthew Stafford. I know that. He ain't tougher.
No, no, I mean, he might not be because he doesn't get hurt all the time, which I think is
he doesn't take hits, though.
For Matt Stafford, right, yeah. No, like, here's the thing, Henry, is that Matt Stafford is more fun to watch than Kirk Cousins. He makes more big-time throws. He makes more crazy plays. But he also makes way more mistakes. His sack rate is much worse than Kirk Cousins. And his interception rate is worse than Kirk Cousins. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Cousins is more of a conservative quarterback who does need and rely on a running game. I agree with you there. I just think that, you know, when you've had how many different shots at least getting to the playoffs and winning a single game, and we know the quarterback determines this more than anyone else on the field, and he hasn't done it, I just can't sit here and say, oh, it's always the Lions' fault for a whole decade when he has had some chances at doing it.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. But I look at it, and I'm thinking about the Rams, and I just think that the Rams are going to be better this year than they were last year. Like, they literally, last year, who did they beat in the playoffs? Was it Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle, yep.
I'll say this about the Vikings, since you're the Purple Insider podcast and newsletter, and we cover Viking football. It's put up or shut up. If the Minnesota Vikings don't go to the postseason this year, Zimmer's fired. We agree on that, right?
Yeah, I don't see any other way around.
They have to make the playoffs.
Unless Cousins gets hurt, yeah. Unless Cousins gets hurt, I don't see any way around that.
I think that they have to make the playoffs. And the track record, you're right, with Kirk Cousins not getting injured. Like, he doesn't get hurt. So if they don't make the playoffs this year, I think Zimmer's fired. And quite frankly, if they don't make the playoffs, I think you move on from Cousins. I think that you try to find a trading partner. Not to say that they would be able to find one, but I think that you know at this particular point what you have. And I'm not saying that Mond is the guy, because I don't think that the next stud quarterback for the Vikings is in the organization beyond Kirk Cousins. I'm not that high on Kellen Mond like everybody else.
Well, I mean, same here. The history of third round picks is not impressive, but I totally agree with you though about moving on from Cousins, and that would be. That's the only thing is, like, if they go 9-8 and Cousins has a classic Kirk stretch of five games where he no-shows, like, would they say, okay, Mike Zimmer, it's not your fault and we're going to move on to the next quarterback? But I absolutely believe they would find a trading partner, because somehow Philadelphia was able to trade Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz last year is way worse than Kirk Cousins' worst year by 50 miles, and yet someone gave up a conditional first-round pick for him. It just shows you how desperate teams are for a quarterback. So I think that next offseason they wouldn't have any problem. And I even think here's the one situation that I really wondered about is if Kellen Mond magically looked incredible in training camp, if some other quarterback got hurt, like would the Vikings pull a Philadelphia Eagles Sam Bradford and trade Cousins? Like, I don't know. I don't think there's any chance of that happening, but I thought of it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Hold on. Last thing. Just looking at the schedule, and look, we'll know more after, you know, we get into, like, you know, training camp and preseason stuff, and we can make more accurate predictions. But this is the thing that everybody loves to do. They love to get the schedule. They like to look at the win-loss stuff, whatever. Do you think that this is a playoff team?
I went with 10-7, so I think they're very much a fringe playoff team. But part of my assessment is just the NFC. I don't think the NFC is super strong this year, so they'll have a chance. But it's hard to pick. I just picked a split with Green Bay because I don't even know who their quarterback is. But I think that that's the standard should be 10-7 or higher for this team. And if not, then, like you said, you could be talking about changing.
Yep. All right, that's Matthew Collin from the Purple Insider podcast and newsletter joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830W. CCO. Hey, Matthew, always a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Henry. We'll do it again soon.
All right, take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.